This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort has arrived at a Washington, D.C. courthouse, showing up moments ago in a suit, but in a wheelchair as well. Manafort facing up to 10 years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. It's the second time in a week that he'll face sentencing, as last week he was given 47 months in prison for tax fraud, bank fraud, and failure to report foreign lobbying activities. Governments around the world are grounding Boeing 737 MAX jets after a second deadly crash in 4 months on Sunday. Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, says the U.S. will do the same if evidence is found they're unsafe.
The department and the FAA will not hesitate to take immediate and appropriate action.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E. 833-34-BIBLE.
Catholic Cardinal George Pell, who was treasurer at the Vatican, given 6 years in an Australian prison for sexually assaulting two boys in the 1990s. This woman represented one of the survivors.
I have played my part as best I can. I took the difficult step of reporting to police about a high-profile person, and I stood up.
Parts of the nation are bracing for an unusually strong late-winter storm today that's called a bomb cyclone. It could affect millions of people from the Rockies to the central and northern plains to the upper Midwest, with blizzard conditions and, at times, some hurricane-force gusts of wind. Over 1,000 flights have been canceled because of it. President Trump slamming California Governor Gavin Newsom's decision to suspend executions in his state. Newsom is expected to make it official later today with an executive order that decries the death penalty as inconsistent with California's bedrock values. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Jackson, Mississippi home of civil rights icon Medgar Evers and his widow is being designated a national monument. President Trump signing legislation yesterday that will funnel resources for the preservation of that property currently owned by Tougaloo College. Evers was assassinated outside that ranch-style residence in 1963 by a white supremacist. The house has been serving as a museum to the fallen civil rights activist for years. Kids around the globe are planning to skip school on Friday to demand action on climate change. Students are expected to protest on March 15th as part of the hashtag Fridays for Future movement, which began in August when a 16-year-old girl from Sweden started skipping school every Friday to protest outside of Sweden's parliament about it. Her protests have inspired thousands of young people around the world. Students in 1,200 cities in dozens of nations say they will be joining the strike this Friday in what could become one of the largest environmental protests in history. And NASA's preparing to study some moon rocks that have been untouched and sealed in vacuum tubes since being collected decades ago during the Apollo program. They were saved for a time when NASA would have access to more advanced technology needed for more comprehensive examinations of that lunar material. And NASA says that time has come. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Thanks for joining in as we're putting it all on the line because we just want to make America even greater, James Herson. That's the way we roll here. James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, media analyst, and law professor. And, of course, we need your law creds here, buddy, because we got to talk about some of this crazy stuff the Democrats are doing in terms of creeping from collusion to obstruction, huh?
Yeah, that's it. No, you know, because it came out, Politico came out with a piece, and they said, hey, for all of you people that are waiting for this Mueller report, it's going to be disappointing. They specifically said that. There's been all these rumors. You know, Maria Bartiromo reported that her contacts indicate that the reason that there's all this talk about the Mueller report coming out is because Bill Barr put the hammer down when he took over as Attorney General and told Mueller, wrap it up, bud. Yes. And so right as we're hearing that Mueller's going to wrap up his investigation and issue this report, and the report's not going to have any evidence of Russian collusion, we know that because the Senate Judicial Committee did a very extensive investigation and said there was no evidence of so-called Russian collusion. The Dems have shifted, and mainly in the guise of Gerald Nadler, the former obese chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and Adam Schiff, who seems to, he's not obese, but has a certain difficulty with telling the truth, Adam Schiff. So those two have been now mouthing something different than Russian collusion. I mean, they're on a fishing expedition. Gerald Nadler's House Judiciary Committee sent out 81 document requests and subpoenas going after everyone who's ever been associated with Donald Trump and his whole life.
Are there enough attorneys to handle 81 inquiries? I mean, because they run the full gamut. I mean, we spoke with Michael Caputo last week, and Michael got, he said his was mild. He only got three paragraphs of document requests, most of which he's already testified to. He wasn't involved with. He has no knowledge of it. So it's like, you know, check the box, no, and okay, this is what I've given you before, call it a day. But, I mean, who's going to handle all this stuff? I mean, 81 inquiries. I mean, they talked about in defense of the Democrats, they were going, well, you know, during the IRS probe, we had over 1 million documents. Well, that's 1 million pages of documents. We're not talking about 81 people all being, you know, inquired upon and all that, right?
It's full employment for Washington, D.C. lawyers. I'm a member of the D.C. bar. I should probably get in there, you know.
Well, you might. Hey, on a slow day, you could go in. You can do some, you know, little daily work there, you know, by the hour.
Yeah.
You know, because there, isn't it about $8 to $1,000 an hour there when you're in the Beltway? Isn't it go up like that? Somewhere in that range?
You know, they used to tell me when I was a young junior associate in a law firm, they said, well, the way we use our hourly, we check the price of a Big Mac, and we multiply times 100. Honest to God, there was somebody said that.
That's funny.
But it is, and I think, what is that, about 600 an hour or something like that. But a real top-notch D.C. lawyer is going to be more like, you know, close to like 1,000 an hour or something. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Right.
And as you said, it's redoing what Mueller already did with spending whatever it's been now, $40 million, and having his team of Democrat partisans going after everything. But here's the interesting thing. Now, Gerald Nadler, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, on the launch of an investigation, when he hasn't investigated anything, he hasn't looked at any documents, he hasn't looked at anything, he told the press that it's very clear that Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, has committed obstruction of justice. He's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a guy, this is the judge, coming to the conclusion before he hears evidence.
Well, look what he said, hey, James. Look at what he got caught talking about. I mean, this is a guy who is a public servant, right? And he is spilling his beans on a public transport, on a train. Molly Hemingway happens to be a seat in front of him, and she can't help but overhear him spilling his beans about how everything's, it's about impeaching Trump. And he lays out everything that he's going to do, which is exactly what he's been doing. But, of course, Molly Hemingway reports on this, and he says, oh, she's just a liar. She didn't know what she's talking about, yada, yada. But now fast forward a couple of weeks, and exactly what Molly Hemingway said is exactly what Jerry Nadler is saying. And this is on a train. And these are the same people, James, that are just so aghast that their emails have been invaded, they've been hacked, and everything, that they have no sense of propriety and privacy. They're on a public train, not even behind closed doors, not just yapping their gums off about what they're going to do as the chairman of a committee. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Jerry's very loose with his mouth. And look, between the two, there's no question. Molly Hemingway, I would believe her over Jerry Nadler.
In a heartbeat. Exactly. Yes.
But here's the thing. So he makes a determination that President Trump is guilty of obstruction of justice. So here's the problem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If we look at the law, there is no way that President Trump, based on anything we know, is guilty of the crime of obstruction of justice, which is a specific federal crime. It has statutes that lay out what has to happen. And so the two things that Nadler has mentioned, one is he says, as he launches his investigation, there's been 1,100 tweets. That's the obstruction of justice tweets.
Yeah, who's got time to count all those?
Yeah, and
we're paying him for this, right? Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah, right. Is the firing of James Comey, and so this is something
which the Democrats had recommended his firing months before, right?
Exactly. The Democrats, Schumer and others, had said, "Yeah,
certainly Hillary, certainly Hillary." Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they wanted him out, but the Comey firing happened after an explicit recommendation from the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein.
Right, Rod Rosenstein.
And then to Attorney General Sessions. And here, this is interesting. Here's a quote from Rosenstein's memo. He said, almost everyone agrees that the director, Comey, made serious mistakes, he says, and he doesn't understand the gravity of the mistakes. He won't do anything to avoid repeating them. And here's what he concludes. Having refused to admit his errors, Comey cannot be expected to implement the necessary corrective actions. He says, get rid of them. Sessions agrees.
Mm-hmm.
Trump exercises his power under the Constitution as the head of the executive branch. He has the absolute right to hire and fire anybody he wants to. And there has never, in the history of the United States, been any kind of legal action against a sitting president for exercising his constitutional authority. So that notion of obstruction is ludicrous.
Right.
And there's a whole host of legal scholars, including Alan Dershowitz, who agree with that. The only ones who don't are hacks.
Exactly. James, wait, hang on one sec, because we got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just
That's Thomas back with you, fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here. A conversation with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and law professor, continues. James, before the break, I'm sorry, we had a heartbreak going, so we had to take care of business. But we're back, and you were talking about, about Jerry Nadler's obstruction of justice and his justification.
Yeah, and I explained it, a president cannot be guilty of the crime of obstruction of justice for carrying out a constitutional duty pursuant to the authority granted to the chief executive from the Constitution. It's totally ludicrous.
Exactly.
So then the only thing left in Nadler's little presentation are tweets. Mm-hmm. President Trump using his Twitter accounts, and oh my goodness, he called the Robert Mueller investigation a, quote, witch hunt, close quote.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. That's not an order
right
from the president. That doesn't interfere with Robert Mueller. This guy's a Marine. He just says, the president has tweeted names at me. Oh. I better stop investigating.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, what President Trump is doing when he tweets is communicating opinion. Well, guess what? Part of that communication is required. When you're the head of a branch of government, you have to communicate your opinion.
Right. And why not? He can't rely on the mainstream media because the mainstream media is so prejudiced against him. I mean, to the point that MRC continues to report, James, that 90%, at least at the bare minimum, 90% of what the mainstream media reports on Donald Trump is negative. So why should he rely on the mainstream media to get out the word to his constituency, which is we the people, last time I checked?
Exactly. And you know that when you're expressing opinions, the president is also a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the protection of the First Amendment
right
to express himself and his opinion. It's clear that the press doesn't understand Donald Trump's sense of humor, his sarcasm. They're too dumb to understand it, or they don't want to, just like they keep harping on the fact that he, as well, you pointed out in his speech to CPAC,
mm-hmm,
he turned to Russia and said, "Hey, Russia!
Yes, right.
Send me the emails." They take that seriously.
That was a direct call from him to Putin, and Putin says, "Oh yeah, I'll get on that right away. Thank you very much. Appreciate the heads up." I mean, the thing is, James, you see, the mainstream media has lost all objectivity. They're totally emotional on this deal. In fact, we had a conversation this week with Professor Riley, who's written a great book, by the way, highly recommend it, called "The Hate Crime Hoax," and he lays out, which is kind of like the Thomas Sowell philosophy, and that is that once you become emotional and you're so commanded, and this is my loose interpretation of what he said and what he's written, is that once you let loose of objectivity and you become emotional, you can't have objectivity anymore. And basically, this is where the mainstream media is and other ideologues, because they're sold out and in such a way, it's almost like a Billy Madison moment. You know, what you're talking about doesn't make sense, and I'm not all the smarter. In fact, I think you made us all dumber for what you've said, and I don't even want to hear you anymore.
That's exactly right. They've abandoned logic and reason, and they've embraced their hatred for Trump, and that trumps everything. You know,
exactly.
The thing that's interesting, though, some people would say, well, what is an example of obstruction of justice? Well, let me give you an example. Bashing your smartphones and devices with hammers when they're under subpoena, that would be an example of obstruction of justice. Erasing 33,000 emails with bleach bit,
mm-hmm,
that would be obstruction of justice. Who did that?
Let
Hillary
me think.
Clinton.
Oh, that's who it was. Okay, I knew it was somebody in the not-so-distant past.
So the fact is, and arguably, when you engage in fraud in the process of obtaining a warrant, so you go to a FISA court with a fraudulent dossier,
mm-hmm,
and don't tell them that it's paid for by Hillary Clinton, That's obstruction of justice.
When is that ever reconciled, James? I mean, because this is a problem that the forgotten man and woman in Main Street America is questioning, going, wait a minute, we're spending all this time chasing windmills like Don Quixote, I keep saying, and doing this witch hunt on Donald Trump because we don't like him. But meanwhile, we're stepping over a body of evidence. And just as you cited here just a second ago, the real crimes that have occurred. And you're saying, oh, we're pursuing the truth. Oh, are you? Well, what about the Democrats? What about Hillary Clinton, as you said, and I would say Barack Obama? I mean, you know, he's been the one that nobody could talk about, and although I thought it was quite interesting as one of the freshman, you know, congresswomen took a little shot at the former president, saying that, you know, he's all show, no go, basically. Just another pretty face with some kind words. You know, so I thought, whoa, man, she's really stepping out of the mainstream there on the left. But, of course,
Congressman Omar,
right?
She has this ability, I guess she thinks, because she's a millennial from Somalia, that she can say things on video, and then if somebody calls her on it, she can turn around and say, no, that isn't what I said. Let me have a redo.
Oh, well, of course. And then you got Nancy Pelosi, who's like, what is she, the R2-D2 of the language, and can say, well, that's not what she meant, you know, and she's just learning that words matter, and, you know, this is new to her. Well, come on, she's a representative in U.S. Congress.
Meanwhile, Ocasio-Cortez is at South by Southwest at this convention calling for the abolishment of the Electoral College, of the Senate, oh, and also says that capitalism is irredeemable. Mm-hmm. So not, you know, she's taking Hillary a step further. Hillary called the people deplorable and irredeemable. Mm-hmm. Now the free markets, the ones that Elizabeth Warren says, oh, no, I'm for free markets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, basically, Comrade Ocasio-Cortez says, no more free markets. I mean, if we're abolishing airplanes and hamburgers, mm-hmm. might as well get rid of free markets, too.
Exactly. Yeah. By the way, I misspoke. I said R2D2. I'm in C-3PO, of course, because he was the translator. He could translate in how many dozens of different languages and the whole deal. But maybe that's what we need now for these new freshmen. We need somebody to really understand when Ocasio-Cortez talks about socialism, that it's really not socialism. It's got to be some other derivative, or certainly, you know, closer to capitalism than Venezuela, I guess.
But it doesn't matter what they say. It's the policies that they're enunciating are clearly, they're not just mild, moderate, socialistic in nature.
Right.
They're full-blown Venezuelan socialism leading towards North Korean communism.
Mm-hmm. Well, James, let me, you know, we spent some time on Jerry Nadler, that the president refers to as Fat Jerry, you know, the poor guy. I mean, you know, thank God for Staples. The guy, you know, is now probably half the weight that he was before. I mean, he was humongous. And
He was actually at one time 5'4", 338 pounds.
Wow.
Now, that's a round mound. Right,
yes,
there.
It is. Yes, that's a round figure to say the least. But anyway, well, I want to talk about Adam Schiff here. We've got about a minute and a half left. Schiff, for the last 2+ years, has been, you know, coming on TV with that little smirk like, oh, I've got the evidence. I've got him here. I've got him right where I want him, and it's no problem. We're going to let the Mueller, you know, because the Mueller report will prove it all and everything else. And so for 2 years, he's been saying he's got the proof that nobody else has. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? He's in the realm of the conspiratorial, is he not?
Oh, deeply, and he's been discredited so many times. You know, there's an old saying about people want to save face.
Mm-hmm.
He's the faceless member of Congress. His face is gone.
Why do they give him time?
They gave him almost as much as Michael Avenatti. Well, it's because the places he appears, MSNBC and CNN, they select their guests the same way they select their stories.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think this guest can hurt or help Donald Trump, the president of the United States? If they can hurt, we'll put them on.
We got to leave it there. Of course, it will continue. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we're excited to share the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting BillMartinezLive.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products simply help your body perform and look better. Like millions of others, I know you'll feel the difference. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. Start to live, Phil, and be young again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort has arrived at a Washington, D.C. courthouse, showing up moments ago in a suit, but in a wheelchair as well. Manafort facing up to 10 years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. It's the second time in a week that he'll face sentencing, as last week he was given 47 months in prison for tax fraud, bank fraud, and failure to report foreign lobbying activities. Governments around the world are grounding Boeing 737 MAX jets after a second deadly crash in 4 months on Sunday. Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, says the U.S. will do the same if evidence is found they're unsafe.
The department and the FAA will not hesitate to take immediate and appropriate action.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez Live.
Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for everything you need to know. And everything you want to know about pulmonary fibrosis is next. Dr. David Letter, the Associate Professor of Medicine Epidemiology at Columbia University Medical Center in New York City, is going to join us in a few seconds. I just want to cover some facts here and background. The Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation is launching aboutpf.org to help educate the public on this condition, from symptoms and causes to treatments. Do you know more than 200,000 Americans are living with pulmonary fibrosis, a progressive and debilitating lung disease that leads to scarring of air sacs in the lungs? Over time, the scar tissue can destroy the normal lung tissue and make it hard for oxygen to get into the bloodstream. The disease remains largely unknown, which can lead to later stage diagnosis. Awareness of the main symptoms, of course, shortness of breath, a lingering dry cough, and feeling run down are important to discuss with your physician. And as I mentioned, Dr. David Letter is with us right now, and we're going to talk more about it. Dr. Letter, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about this because, you know, this is really important and it all comes down to, you know, understanding what is going on, especially with pulmonary fibrosis. It's more likely to occur in those that are 60 and older with a history of smoking, and PF is also more common in men, right?
That is true, especially in older men. In younger age groups, women can get it as well. And I'm really excited to be here to help raise awareness about this condition. As you mentioned, this is an under-recognized condition that so many people are living with and often are early in the disease are misdiagnosed as COPD or as having asthma or a heart problem when it turns out that it's this progressive fatal scarring in the lungs that if detected early, we can start people on treatment and slow down that progression.
Exactly. And speaking of exactly, break it down for us. What is pulmonary fibrosis?
Pulmonary fibrosis is the development of scar tissue in the walls of the air sacs in the lungs. In many cases, we cannot figure out why someone has developed this. We think smoking contributes. There's probably a genetic component that seems to shine through in some cases, but not others. But we also find that certain exposures in the workplace or even in the home can contribute to the risk of scar tissue. For example, asbestos can do this. Working in a coal mine and developing black lung, that's a kind of pulmonary fibrosis that people have heard of. We also found that mold in people's homes can lead to the development of scar tissue in the lungs. The Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation has created a website, aboutpf.org, where there's a risk factor checklist. People can go and take a look at this and see for themselves if they've been exposed to some of these things and also see if some of their symptoms, like breathlessness and cough, might be related to pulmonary fibrosis, and then bring this checklist over to your doctor and help sort it out.
Yeah, this was going to ask, you know, what should someone do if they think they're experiencing these symptoms?
And number one is talk to your doctor. You can, again, go to our website, aboutpf.org, bring it to the doctor, talk about your symptoms, say, you know, I'm worried about this breathlessness. I walk up my stairs, I can't catch my breath. I walk up a hill, I can't catch my breath, and I've had this cough that's been here for all year or 2 years or 7 years, and that's what I see in my practice, symptoms that have been around a long time and haven't been accurately diagnosed. Your doctor can listen to your lungs. Listening carefully, we can hear little crackly sounds in the lungs that tell us that scarring might be there. Crackly sounds like Velcro being pulled apart.
Right.
Doctors can recognize that pretty easy. And then go through some testing, breathing tests, importantly, a CAT scan of the chest. And if there is fibrosis, getting over to a Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation care center. There are 60 of these care centers around the country. And again, all of that information is on our website, aboutpf.org.
So what about treatments and lifestyle changes that you might recommend that would have a positive impact on these symptoms?
Yeah, there are so many things we can do nowadays. It's wonderful. We can help our patients with this disease. You know, exercise is so important. Even using oxygen, people see that as something negative. I see it as something wonderful that allows our patients to live the life they want to live, to get out of their home and spend time with their families and go to work. And there are medications. There are two medications that slow the progression of the disease over time. Now, they're not cures, and they don't, you know, improve the disease. But since it is a progressive disease, having these medications that slow that down and let people live healthier, longer lives, it's really a wonderful thing.
Well, we're visiting with Dr. David Letter, the Associate Professor of Medicine and Epidemiology at Columbia University Medical Center in New York City. Something to note here, there is currently no known cure for PF. Is that right, Doctor?
That's right. And the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation is leading that pathway towards a cure. The PFF, the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation, funds research to a cure, has built a registry for patients across these centers around the country. We now have over 2,000 patients enrolled in this, and we're looking to do genetic testing and other testing to really bring us towards that pathway to a cure.
Mm-hmm. And I realize that more than 50,000 cases of PF are diagnosed each year. We're just getting better at diagnosing it? This is why the number is increasing?
I think that's part of it. We are getting better. We're picking that up a little bit earlier than we used to. Picking it up earlier is a good thing so that we can get people on treatment. Not only are 50,000 people diagnosed each year, but unfortunately, 40,000 people in the U.S. die from this disease every year, and that's the same number of people who die from breast cancer every year. This is a serious disease.
Exactly. You say many people with symptoms but no risk factors are diagnosed with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, which means the cause is unknown. And as you said earlier, it's probably one of the most common types of PF, right?
That's exactly right. Idiopathic is a word that means unknown cause, or at least we can't figure out the cause. And idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis is among the most common, and that's the one that we can also treat with these new medications. So it's important to get an early, not only early diagnosis, but an accurate diagnosis. And if that is the type of pulmonary fibrosis you turn out to have, getting on these medications is important.
Well, another thing to note here, as we've already said, that you've got some additional factors that additional factors have put thousands of Americans at higher risk for pulmonary fibrosis, including family history of interstitial lung disease, prior or current radiation treatment to the chest, and significant environmental, occupational, or avocational exposure to dust, aerosols, microbes, or chemicals, right?
Yeah, you said it really well, and I'd add on autoimmune conditions. These are inflammatory conditions in the body like rheumatoid arthritis and scleroderma. Folks with those conditions are also at increased risk. It's important that your doctor, you know, ask you a lot of questions and maybe do blood tests to really try to tease out whether or not one of these causes might be present.
Mm-hmm. And so what does the future hold, Dr. Letter, for people living with this disease?
Future is bright. There's a lot of research going on. There are clinical trials in the past couple of years that have been very promising, new therapies that are now being studied in large clinical trials, which are research studies that are opening up around the country and around the world. And if you go to our aboutpf.org website, you can look at our clinical trial finder and find a research study close to you that you could potentially enroll in and get access to one of these new therapies.
Well, Dr. Letter is an associate professor of medicine and epidemiology at Columbia University Medical Center in New York City. He's co-director of the New York Presbyterian Columbia University Medical Center's Interstitial Lung Disease Program and affiliated Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation Care Center. We've got a lot of great information here, Doctor. And as we wrap things up, what is your final admonition that you want people to take away from our conversation this morning?
I would say don't ignore your symptoms. Don't ignore that breathlessness. It may not be just getting older. Go see your doctor and see if you have pulmonary fibrosis.
And again, remind them of the website they can go to for more information.
Yes, you can go to aboutpf.org to learn more about the condition.
Dr. David Letter, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate the time.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With Sleep Awareness Week underway, sleep expert and TV personality Dr. Raj Dasgupta is bringing to light an often misdiagnosed sleep disorder called narcolepsy. Narcolepsy is commonly thought of as an adult condition. However, symptoms commonly start before the age of 18 in childhood or adolescence.
The essential symptom of narcolepsy is excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. This means you get overcome by an irresistible need to sleep during the day, and you can feel tired all the time. Everyone with narcolepsy has EDS.
However, EDS can be harder to identify in children, as it can look different from how it appears in adults. Adults may describe it as feeling fatigued or irritable. Children, however, may not be able to describe their symptoms. Some children may exhibit hyperactivity, problems paying attention, or behavioral changes. If you or your child may be experiencing symptoms of narcolepsy, it may be time to talk to a doctor. Visit morethantired.com to take the narcolepsy symptom screener and to find a sleep specialist near you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, Fresh and Independent, we are. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is John Zemeric time. The good doctor is in the house. He is the senior editor of Stream.org, the former press secretary to pro-life Louisiana Governor Mike Foster, a reporter and editor at Success Magazine and Investors Business Daily, among other publications. Hey, John, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Hey, is this fun time of year? I mean, here we're not even that close to 2020, but the Dems are giving us lots of fun and lots to talk about here. It's
Yeah. In fact, my next column is going to be how they're morphing into Monty Python's monster raving loony party. If you remember some of those
things. Yes.
competing to see who can. They have the silly party, the slightly silly party, the very silly party, and the monster raving loony party.
I have a dear friend in Southern California. This is San Clemente Bob. I love him dearly. He's just such a dear friend, and he is a Monty Python professional. I mean, he just, you know, whenever Monty Python, right now, even though we're talking, he's probably going through, you know, the entire video catalog series by heart. And I keep telling him one day, I said, well, we have to have a weekend and maybe have a Monty Python marathon, you know, just, and our wives will look at us and just go, we're going to go shopping.
Maybe you guys, what we should have done on International Women's Day.
No, really? That's it.
Do their thing, and we're going to watch Monty Python.
And everybody's happy, and we're all the better for it. They're happy for shopping. We're happier for laughing, and just having some fun. Why not? It's harmless. Hey, Elizabeth Warren, she wants to control everything. I guess she's just totally convinced that bigger government is the way, right?
Yeah, well, she's tapping into a real concern, but it should make you real suspicious. She's tapping into the fact that we're all infuriated at Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and Google acting like government censors. Mm-hmm. So what she's saying is, let's put the government in charge of them so that there will really be government censors. Now, there is a serious problem with these platforms. Mm-hmm. They are, in fact, censoring speech based on a political bias.
Right.
And so I have a solution in my piece at stream.org, and I hope you can link to it on your show's page. Mm-hmm. I say, should the government seize Facebook and Twitter and let them be run by the post office? And that's a sarcastic question. But here's what we need to do. Currently, these platforms are operating on a loophole, all right? They're pretending to be common carriers, like the phone company, the old phone company monopoly. They're pretending that you're like your cell phone company, okay? But imagine if your cell phone company listened on your calls, and if you said something that offended other people who have Sprint accounts,
right,
they hung up your phone call and took away your Sprint phone.
Sure.
Took away your phone. Okay? That's what a common carrier doesn't do. You know who does that? A publisher who edits content. That's what they do. A moderator of a comments section. All right? If you're an editor and a publisher, guess what? You're subject to libel and defamation law.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want that at Facebook and Twitter. See, they want to control content as if they were a publisher, but they want the exemption as if they were an open platform. And currently, that's what they have, and they're making billions of dollars and biasing political speech radically to the left. What we conservatives need to do is to introduce law, and we need to research and find the exact right way to write it, that you must choose. If you're going to be a neutral platform, the only content you can ban outright is content that's illegal, like violence, threats, calls to the overthrow of the government, or pornography according to local community standards. And so maybe different localities could set the filters, or you can set your own filter. You want an X-rated Facebook, fine. If you want it to be R-rated, you just have your settings, and the other stuff won't come in. Mm-hmm. But you can't ban political speech. You can't ban so-called offensive speech. You can't have community standards that effectively are political bias, because then you're an editor, and then you should be subject to the same laws that publishers like the New York Times are subject to. And if that were the case, then Facebook and Twitter would be among the defendants in the Nick Sandman lawsuit.
Exactly.
And they should be.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, John, and I think that you're exactly right. And, you know, Facebook, I mean, here they come to the Hill. You know, the social media, you know, executives come to the Hill, and they say they're not, and then you find out a month later they are. And who's going to jail here? I mean, did they not lie to Congress, and are we not having people go to jail for lying to Congress?
That's right. That's right.
Actually, I need to qualify that better. And the only ones that are going to jail are the conservatives and Republicans. The Democrats are getting a pass altogether. But I mean, you know, this is ridiculous. This has got to stop. So,
the way to stop it.
Okay.
Tell your congressman, your senator, you want these companies, you want them to either have to be a neutral platform or be subject to the same laws as publishers, that they can't continue to operate in this gray space. What they're doing now, imagine if the police at a mall, like the security guards at a mall, were arresting people and imprisoning them. But you weren't protected by the U.S. Constitution because technically they're private police. But they're imprisoning you.
Right.
And they're arresting you, but because they're not technically the government, you don't have the protections of the Constitution. So it's the worst of both worlds. They get to be as arbitrary as a private company, but they're getting the same protection as if they were the government, because they can't be sued. It's an incredibly corrupt setup, and that is what's gaming the system against conservatives. And if we don't fix it soon, we won't be able to say anything because we'll be shut out.
Well, it's already so far out of the barn, as they would say, John, that it's an uphill battle here. I mean, they come to Congress, they lie straight out, and meanwhile, conservatives are getting increasingly frustrated over the scrutiny and over the censorship of
Amazon
their thoughts and ideas.
Censoring what books they're willing to sell.
Yes, exactly.
And mm-hmm. Tommy Robinson's just factual historical book on Islam.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a hate book. It's not a vicious book. I read it. It is simply a study of what Islam, of what the Quran says, according to Islamic sources.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, Amazon refuses to sell it.
Right.
They will sell the Anarchist Cookbook, which literally tells you how to make bombs and kill people. They will sell Mein Kampf. They will sell books by radical Islamists who favor female genital mutilation and the execution of gay people. But
right.
They will not sell this book critical of Islam.
Amazing.
That can't continue.
No, you're exactly right. And of course, what happens is this starts to snowball and affects other areas. I mean, here recently, there was an app that was a really good app on climate change.
Yeah.
And Apple... decided, they said, we're taking that out of the program. It's not going to be part of the format. So now anybody with an Apple iOS system cannot utilize this brilliant app because they decided arbitrarily they don't want it. Well, it's not so arbitrary. Actually, you find out later that who's on the board of Apple, but Al Gore. Al Gore doesn't want anything in there that can empower people and give them any kind of intelligent talking points or understanding of climate change. And right now,
I would say it's Orwellian, except that it's much more subtle. In 1984, you knew it was the government putting the telescreen that watched you in your home.
Hmm.
Here, they've convinced us to do it to ourselves,
right.
That we're doing it freely and that it's all a private company, so the Constitution doesn't apply.
Right. Well, this is the scary part. They've taken advantage of our nature of being too trusting and looking for convenience. And so they've laid it out there. And, man, we are eating up the rat poison, are we not?
That absolutely we are. And that's why it's important to follow what good conservative media are out there. So please follow me at stream.org. Check out my book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, which I'm amazed they still let us sell. And listen to good radio hosts like Eric Metaxas while they're still legal to be on the air.
Right, and Bill Martinez, we're still here.
Yes,
exactly.
Well, I think I had to tell your listeners to listen to you.
Well, but it's always good. I mean, to hear at least from someone as qualified as yourself, John.
Oh,
we
absolutely.
Always appreciate your confidence.
Bill, you're a treasure, and I'm really glad that.
Well, that's very kind of you.
I'm so glad they still allow you on the air. If you suddenly vanish, we will know it wasn't suicide.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, and this is what happens. I mean, I get people that come on the show, John, and they will say, I can't believe you can talk. They let you say that. And, you know, this is the beautiful niche that we're in, and we've been able to secure a lot of, partners and radio stations. In fact, we just recently signed an agreement with Radio America, and they put us on 43 of their radio stations.
Okay.
And so we continue to grow, and we're excited by this. But look, I know scrutiny is there. I know it's going to come up. But,
forget the Democrats tried to shut down conservative talk radio in the 90s. They
tried
to apply the fairness doctrine such that every hour of your show would have to be matched by an hour of a leftist show on the same radio station or it couldn't be broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
The Bush administration fought them off, but they tried to shut down talk radio. They try to shut down everything. They can't win arguments, so they have to silence people.
So and they've been doing this. So what they've done is they've been able to perfect the art of invalidation. So whether it's through social media or other means, and of course, look what's happening on our college campuses today. There's no free speech. I mean, the president says, I'm going to sign an executive order now to allow for a balance of speech, but they don't appreciate what this will do, and this will actually increase their intellect as opposed to dumbing them down with the current policies are doing to them, right?
Right. Well, they don't want free discussion. They claim that that's a microaggression and that their fragile psyches will collapse under the impact of ideas that differ from their own. God
exactly.
Help them when they hit the real world.
Without a doubt. John Zemarek from thestream.org. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. You just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon.